If you were around in 1933, the car radio experience sounded something like this.
Across the breadth and length of the continents, across the seven seas, modern radio facilities bring the world to you by able air reporters, the whole world of brilliant entertainment. And now, amazing engineering brings you the rich tone and sensitivities of fine radios and cuts the cost in half. In this revolutionary Motorola, priced at half your first guess. See it, hear it, at your Motorola dealer now.
In 2003, the experience will be a little bit different.
Loading. iRadio now personalized for Mark.
How far we've traveled in less than 70 years. Soon, Motorola will unveil the iRadio telematics system. In short, the iRadio system is a radical leap forward for in-vehicle information and entertainment. The new Motorola system will leverage the power of the internet, satellites, and Bluetooth wireless technology to transform the driving experience in a way that keeps you connected and your eyes on the road. Mark Beaton is Motorola's product marketing manager for the iRadio system. We spoke with him at a simulation station in Phoenix, Arizona.
What we've tried to do is bring together three converging areas: entertainment, information, and communications, all into one seamless device that's available in the car. And we add to that system location awareness, because the iRadio is dependent on a GPS system to provide vehicle location. And then the other key component is that of personalization. This whole personalization allows you to customize what types of entertainment you want to receive, what types of information you want to receive, and also personalize it in the area of communications, such as having your own address book, your own calendaring, and your other personal information management tools available to you in the vehicle.
What you've just described sounds more like a computer than a radio. Is this going to be like having a portable PC in the dashboard, or is it more like a regular radio?
It's just like a radio. It fundamentally has its heritage in the radio paradigm. The iRadio, from a looks perspective, if you actually get into a car, will probably come in a number of different types of form factors, much the way you have radios today. There'll be different sizes and there'll be different screen displays. But fundamentally, it looks very much the same as a radio that you would see today. It has one or two knobs for selection of information. You tune a radio by moving up and down the dial. You have preset buttons that allow you to preset not only AM or FM broadcast channels, but allow you to set content information. So your address book could be a preset. Your stock channel could be a preset. iRadio that we've developed already has a CD player installed with it. It could support other types of peripheral devices in terms of a DVD player, a tape deck, any of those types of things. There's nothing that restricts it from supporting any of the more traditional car stereo type functions that are available. And in fact, with the system we've designed, we specifically put in a CD player to show some of the network capabilities. And one of the nice feature that we've got is if you put an audio CD into the system, it'll play just like a standard audio CD, where you can get a display that shows track 1, track 2, track 3. But because the device is network aware, it will go access a database that's out on an internet network server and download the titles to the CD. So rather than see track 1, track 2, I can see the actual titles of the songs.
Will you make one with the capabilities to interface with one of my most favorite audio formats, 8-track?
8-track? No, I don't think we're supporting 8-track at this time.
Darn it.
I think one of the really cool things about it is how you can tell it what to do and how it can tell you what to do.
The whole system, from a command and control perspective, can be used with a voice recognition system. So you can keep your hands on the wheel, your eyes on the road at all times. Let me show an example of how the iRadio would work if we were sitting in the car and maybe I wanted to get down to the airport. So what I might do is, with my voice response unit, I would hit a small button that's probably located on my steering wheel, which is called the push-to-talk button, and that basically turns on the voice recognition system. So this would be my first input. Places of interest.
Points of interest.
What you
heard? Airports nearest.
What it came back with is, it went to my places of interest category, and it asked me, airports was the first one it brought up because of the A, find.
Searching.
What it's doing now is going out to the
airport ground transportation 2.5 miles away.
Next.
Phoenix Sky Harbor 2.5 miles away.
What it's done now, it's brought up Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, and I can say go there, and it will calculate a route from my current location in the vehicle, because it has the GPS coordinates, to the address that I've identified, that being the airport. So the step would be go there.
Go west on West 14th Street.
What it did is it went out to the server, calculated the route, and it's giving me my first direction, my next direction.
Drive a quarter mile, then West 14th Street becomes South 48th Street. Drive three quarters of a mile, then turn hard left onto West University Drive. Drive a quarter mile, then West University Drive becomes East University Drive. Drive half a mile, then take the Ad 153 North Ramp.
Do you have to remember all this
drive
stuff?
Drive a quarter mile, then merge onto East Sky Harbor Boulevard.
No, what I'm doing here, since we're not moving, is I'm showing you the whole route, and I'm just keyboarding through it.
Will I be able to get turn-by-turn directions on my big summer driving excursion?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because everything can be networked and is on a large server, we've got unlimited storage. So we can seamlessly integrate all of the digital map data for the United States. So you could plan your route from Massachusetts to L.A. and get a complete turn-by-turn direction across the entire country. In addition to that, you'd get the full United States database for places of interest, restaurants, ATM locations, all the way along your route, which is really quite a convenience.
Places of interest. Dining. McDonald's. Searching. McDonald's 1.6 miles away.
The other kind of a slick feature, again, because it's on the network, we've got the capabilities to integrate real-time data into the whole system. I've got the ability, when I do my trip planning, to set parameters. And so some of these parameters might be alert me to major traffic conditions that might be along the route, or alert me to major weather conditions that might be along the route. So potentially, if I was one-third of the way into my trip across the country, I could be alerted, so my alert button would be on, which would basically say, on your route, there's a severe weather condition, a snowstorm, that's 6 hours away. And then it would basically ask me if whether I wanted to continue with my current route, or I could ask the iRadio to calculate me a new route to my original destination, but just take into account the changes in weather conditions and traffic conditions into that route plan.
Most of us have AM/FM in our vehicles, maybe a CD or a tape player too. These are the wireless technologies we're used to having in our cars, but there are a lot of new wireless technologies and devices in our lives in general. How are you preparing for integrating and accessing them?
The iRadio is really taking a look at providing connectivity across all of the different options that are going to exist in telematics. We designed the system to recognize that there's a lot of things that happen in the car. People are going to bring in devices, phones, so there's a hands-free cradle support in the iRadio, which provides a network connection. But when you put the phone in the cradle, you're able to use the voice recognition system. So what we want to be able to do is have portable devices enhanced when they're actually brought into the vehicle. Let me give you a quick scenario. I get in the car, I'm driving down the road, I've got the radio going, and I get an incoming call to my portable phone. Well, today's scenario, I might try to reach over the back seat, grab my suit jacket, bring it to the front seat, try to get to the pocket, open up the phone, and at the same time, I'm trying to turn down the radio. In the future, if you look at an iRadio scenario, it would probably be much better. And what would happen is, first thing I would see with the incoming call is caller ID. I could then make a decision as to whether or not I wanted to answer the call at that time. If I do decide to answer the call, using the push-to-talk button, I basically say answer, and then the radio is automatically muted, and the incoming call comes in to my hands-free connection. Now, in the future, that phone cradle might be really a Bluetooth connection. Another area that the iRadio is looking at providing connectivity is supporting a lot of the new broadcast services that will be coming out over time. This year, we will see the implementation of satellite digital radio. and then probably the following year, terrestrial digital radio will also come out. So the iRadio is taking into account new broadcast services that will be coming out and maintain the connectivity associated with all of those.
Let's talk about personalization, which I understand is another important feature of the system.
What the iRadio allows you to do is basically create your own personal profile. And one of the nice things about this profile concept is you can take your profile from device to device.
The device in this case being the vehicle.
Yep.
Meaning you'd be able to access your own preferences in any car that has an iRadio system?
Well, what we'd like to see in the future is, as I've set up this personalization, which deals with what are my entertainment needs, what kind of news do I want to hear, what cities for weather am I interested in, what kind of radio stations, it takes that all into one profile package. Now, the good thing about that is because it all resides on a network and it is synchronized with the vehicle, you can move that from place to place. So what we'd like to envision is I get into my rental car after taking a plane ride, and I authenticate the car rental iRadio, and all that information basically becomes available to me immediately. So there I am in my rental car. I've got access to my information needs. I have my address book, and I really haven't had to do anything but log in to a different iRadio on the system.
Stocks. Dow Jones. NASDAQ. NASDAQ 2052.70, down 116 points. Radio. Classical radio.
The other thing that we've taken into account with the system that addresses the profile piece is we recognize that more than one person drives a car. So each iRadio can support multiple profiles. So I can have my wife's profile.
Users. Jane. Mark. Loading. iRadio now personalized for Jane.
I could even have my daughter's profile resonant in my iRadio. And now she might not need stock, but she might have particular radio channels that she wants to listen to. An example might be the Disney Channel. So if I'm taking a trip, again, back to our example, as I hit different cities and across the United States, I would always know and be able to find the Disney Channel in a very convenient fashion because it's been accessible from the databases and it provides that enhanced connectivity of the network.
What other kinds of things can the iRadio system do for me?
Basically, the kinds of applications are really almost unlimited because anything can reside out on the network and be available now to the iRadio as a connected device. So if you're making a cross-country trip, some of the kinds of things that could be is, I know I'm going to be in Austin, Texas in a couple of hours. Well, because I'm a network device, I could access all types of information about Austin, Texas. I could look for places of interest in terms of hotels, restaurants, even current events, what kind of shows are going on in that particular city. I basically have almost unlimited access to information that's available out on the internet.
You mentioned an example toward the beginning of the interview where the network, knowing what audio CD you had in the player, displayed the song title to you.
Yep.
And you've told us how the GPS capabilities allow for the car to know where it is on the map. My computer has a DVD drive in it that also plays audio CDs and CD-ROMs. If I got an iRadio system with a DVD drive, and I had, a DVD disc that had information about all the historical markers in the U.S., as I'm driving past an historical marker, I could hear about what happened there, right? Or my backseat passengers could see a video. I think this is really starting to sink in for me.
Exactly. In fact, we've even talked about it where you might buy the CD and it's, Route 66 CD. And it could have multiple tracks that are on there, a geological track, a history track, who knows. But there's actually a couple of companies that are working on that kind of stuff right now.
That is going to be so cool.
It's going to be cool. I agree. You know, I think we'll look back in 4 or 5 years, we're all going to wonder how we lived without it. In that people are going to say, well, you've got to have an iRadio. And my children asked how anybody could ever live without a TV. And I'd like to think that down the road, every car needs to have an iRadio because fundamentally we're dealing with a connected society and we spend a lot of time in our cars and that's not going to go away in the future. And so we need to maintain that connectivity and enrich the, you know, the whole driving experience.
Mark, thank you very much for that exciting preview of Motorola's iRadio system. If there's one thing we can all use, it's more smarts behind the wheel. By the way, this system's technologies will be licensed out to car manufacturers and service providers. So, when that day comes, you may not know you have a Motorola iRadio system in your car, but you will definitely notice the cool new features. On behalf of Mark Beaton and the entire iRadio telematics system team, this is Mark Henderson. Thank you for listening.
This audio webcast is copyright 2001, Motorola, at Motorola.com. All rights reserved.